Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 11. Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear as the sky itself. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. Imagine that you've been invited to a dinner party. It looks pretty neat. The menu contains things which you like to eat. Also, the time and the date work for you. But then you come to realize that you don't know anyone who's been invited to the party, and you have absolutely nothing in common with the people who are going. What do you think? Will you still be as excited to go? I'd guess most of us wouldn't be as excited. After all, what really makes a party fun is being with people we know and enjoy. Can you imagine a dinner party with God? At first, it's a scary thought. After all, God is perfect, holy, and eternal. We're sinful mortals. What do we have in common with God, or He with us? And yet God chooses to have fellowship with people. We read in these verses of the Bible how He allowed the leaders and elders of Israel to dine in His presence. What an experience that must have been. But in a more wondrous measure, He chose to have fellowship with people when Jesus came to this world and lived among us. Now the Lord continues to do it today, promising that He's with us always to the very end of time, and He's preparing a place for us at the eternal banquet feast in heaven. And yet that question lingers. Why would God want us in His presence? Why would God want me? I'm a sinner. True. But remember Jesus. He lived, died, and rose, thereby paying for your sins in full. The holy life of Jesus covers you perfectly, so that you do not fearfully stand opposed to God as a foe. Rather, you peacefully sit with Him as a friend. Indeed, you're His welcome guest through Jesus. You might even think of yourself as a VIP. And what a conversation you'll have with all the other guests of His grace. People like David, Mary, and Joseph, Abraham, and Sarah, all sinners like us. All saved by Jesus, like us. It will be a great party. Lord God, thank you for making it possible through Jesus for me to come to your heavenly feast. Fill me with longing for the day you will take me there. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.